True the Vote, Ballot Trafficking Will Soon Be Exposed on a Massive Scale. By Michael Patrick Leahy on August 31, 2021. True the Vote says ballot trafficking was a huge problem in the November 2020 presidential election. Ballot trafficking will soon be exposed on a massive scale. Catherine Engelbrecht, president of True the Vote, said in an email statement sent out by the conservative election integrity organization Saturday. In late 2020, True the Vote engaged a select team of contractors and set out to determine whether widespread ballot trafficking was occurring as part of an organized criminal enterprise, Engelbrecht wrote. We'd watched the mass mail-out of paper ballots to highly inaccurate voter records. The harried installation of ballot drop boxes privately funded by billionaire tech magnates. And the hundreds of legislative changes, lawsuits, and consent decrees that fundamentally altered election processes, she continued. All of it came together in 2020, under the fog of COVID. It was planned. It was purposeful, Engelbrecht alleged. Emphasis added. Breitbart News reported last week on a document Engelbrecht wrote describing a research project True the Vote has undertaken to examine the possibility of ballot trafficking in the 2020 election. Conservative election integrity group True the Vote has been conducting a months-long massive and clandestine voter fraud investigation into the 2020 presidential election, the results of which may soon start coming out, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. A document that the group's founder Catherine Engelbrecht circulated to prospective donors, obtained by Breitbart News, details several facets of the investigation, which centers on what the group describes as the collection of cell phone GPS ping data in key election hotspots around the country, including Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The document says that True the Vote has spent the last several months since late last year collecting more than 27 terabytes of geospatial and temporal data, a total of 10 trillion cell phone pings, between October 1 and November 6 in targeted areas in Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Texas. The data includes geofenced points of interest like ballot dropbox locations, as well as UPS stores and select government, commercial, and non-governmental organization, NGO, facilities. From this we have thus far developed precise patterns of life for 242 suspected ballot traffickers in Georgia and 202 traffickers in Arizona, True the Vote's document says. According to the data, each trafficker went to an average of 23 ballot drop boxes. In Saturday's email, Engelbrecht claimed, "Our findings reveal overwhelming evidence of ballot trafficking, some of which is highlighted in the article. We have much more. All our research, including suspected locations where ballots were delivered, processed, and distributed, along with the individual devices associated, has been submitted in the form of a formal complaint, along with all data, to the FBI. Briefings have been provided to state law enforcement and political leadership in several states. These conversations will continue to broaden in the coming days. We've also acquired over a petabyte of video surveillance data. The quality of this video is inferior overall. Lighting is bad, cameras are poorly positioned. Timestamps are manipulated, key timeframes are often missing. Nevertheless, we are working video by video. Using proprietary AI-based code we've written to screen the over 100,000 clips in our possession. The result? We are successfully finding video evidence that corroborates the digital data and supports the need for full investigations by law enforcement. Engelbrecht noted that, to date, law enforcement has not taken action. She noted that one person's route in Georgia over a 24-hour period included stops at 5 organizations and 27 individual ballot drop boxes, traveling across 6 counties. As Breitbart News reported, absentee ballots were deposited in more than 300 drop boxes across Georgia in November 2020. An estimated 600,000 absentee ballots were placed in those drop boxes, accounting for about 12% of the 5 million votes counted in the November 2020 election. Make no mistake, what we have found will be made known, Engelbrecht wrote. If law enforcement doesn't initiate investigations, we have plans to release all data, all video, publicly, she added. Once all 6 states are completed to the best of our ability, and if at that point law enforcement still has not acted, we will publicly release it all, Engelbrecht continued. We could release what we have now. And we may, she added. But if it serves the greater good to hold on a while longer, then that's the option we will take, Engelbrecht concluded.